Good morning, JSS2 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi, Opara, your history teacher. Our week six topic is Interrelationships of some centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria. Interrelationships of some centers of civilization in pre-colonial Nigeria, Kano, Borno, and Hausa states relationship. Kano, Borno Empire and Hausa states relationship. Objectives of study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to state the relationship between the 14 Hausa states and Kano Borno Empire. Number two, explain the relationship between the 14 Hausa states and Kano Borno Empire. Introduction. The 14 Hausa states and Kano Borno Empire related very well in the following areas before the coming of Europeans. Number one, trade. Number two, political organization. Number three, Islam and origin of the two states. Number four, unification of the two states. I take that again. The 14 Hausa states and Kano Borno Empire related very well. There was a cordial relationship between the two states even before the coming of the Europeans. And they related in the following areas. Number one, trade. Number two, political organization. Number three, Islamic religion and the origin of the two states. Number four, unification of the two states. Let's start with number one, that is trade. Trade. Kano Borno Empire had some cultural similarities with the 14 Hausa states, particularly in language and Islamic religion. This helped to create good trade relations between the two states. The Hausa states and the Kano Borno Empire enjoyed trade relations through the famous Trans-Saharan trade, that is a trade between West Africa and North Africa, the Sahara Desert. Trans-Sahara trade, which went through West African states to Sahara Desert down to Tripoli, that is in Libya, in North Africa. Number two, political organization. Through the Kano Borno Empire, the Hausa states land centralized political organization where a monarch with a council was in charge. In other words, the centralized system of organization, which is still very much invoke in the Hausa states, they learned that from the old Kano Borno Empire. They learned the centralized political organization that they practiced even before the coming of Lord Lugard or the Europeans to Nigeria from the Kano Borno Empire. The number three, Islamic religion and the origin of the two states. The kingdom, that is a Kano Borno Empire, as early as the 11th century, embraced Islam or accepted Islamic religion as early as 11th century through Ma Njimi. That is Ma Njimi, one of the Ma of the Kanem Borno Empire. During his own period, they accepted Islamic religion. The Hausa states, which emerged around 800 AD, have a lot of its historical origin attached to Kanem Borno Empire. It was largely believed, even to date, that Bayajida, we all know Bayajida, that is the founder of the 14 Hausa states, a prince from Baghdad in the Far East, came to east of Borno from where he migrated to Dora and later founded the 14 Hausa states. That is to show you how they are related. Then the last but not the least, the unification of the two states. The fall of Kanem Borno Empire hastened the rise of some Hausa states like Sokoto and Kano. The coming of the Europeans further facilitated their integration and final unification, since they already enjoyed a common Islamic religion and Hausa language. I started this lesson with our topic for today is the relationship between the Kanem Borno Empire and the 14 Hausa states. And I started by telling us that the 14 Hausa states and Kanem Borno Empire related very well, even before the coming of the Europeans in the foreign areas. Trade, that is number one. Number two, political organization. Number three, Islamic religion and the origin of the two states. Then the last but not the least, unification of the two states. And I say the Kanem Borno Empire had some cultural similarities with the Hausa states, especially in the language. They speak Hausa language and in Islam. Islam united them. So these two similarities helped to create good trade relationship between them. They enjoyed trade relation through the famous Trans-Saharan trade. That is trade between West Africa and North Africa. And the Hausa states, that is number two now, political organization. The Hausa states learned the centralized system of government that they practice even to today from the old Kanem Borno Empire. Like I said again, that is number three now, Islam. That Kanem Borno Empire accepted or embraced Islam in the 11th century. Before Islam spread from Kanem Borno Empire to Hausa states. And also the origin of the Hausa, 14 Hausa states, it was widely or largely believed that the founder of the 14 Hausa states, that is Bayajida, the popular Bayajida, we all know Bayajida, came from Baghdad. And before heading to the Hausa, to Dora, where he founded the 14 Hausa state, he came to Borno. From Borno, he migrated to Dora and later founded the 14 Hausa states. That is to show you their relationship, their brothers. Then the last but not the least, the unification of the two states. With the fall of the old Kanem Borno Empire, the states like Sokoto, Kano became very popular. And also the coming of the Europeans further facilitated their integration and unification, since they already enjoyed a common Islamic religion and Hausa language. What am I trying to say? I'm saying that Islam unified the two states. Their common language, that is the Hausa language, the Kanem Borno Empire speaks Hausa language, and the 14 Hausa states, Hausa language. So the language, there is no language barrier. So this language unify them, so their relationship was solid even before the coming of the white. Assignment number one: write notes on the relationship between Ife and the Great Benin Kingdom. Write notes on the relationship between Ife and the Great Benin Kingdom. Thank you very much. I still remain Opara Chidi, Opara, your history teacher.